We're up to Simin Reish Chaf Hei, and we'll be doing the first two Sifim. Haroa es Chaveiro Lachar Shloshim Yom. If you see your friend that you haven't seen in 30 days, Omer Shehechianu. You say the Brach of Shehechianu. Vachar Yud Beis Cholish Mevorach Mechaya Mesim. After 12 months, you say Mechaya Mesim. What kind of friend is this? Vahu Shechoviv Olav Harbei V'Sameach Biriyaso. That he's beloved unto you when you're happy to see him. The Mishtabura says the same certainly would go if you see your wife, your daughter, your mother that you haven't seen in 30 days. If you see a Chacham Yisrael, aside from Ashachalak Michachmos Alireyav, you should also make this bracha. Now the Mishtabura brings a daya that if you received a letter or heard about the person that you knew he was alive, you cannot make the bracha. Also, why is it that one says Mechayim Esim after 12 months, since a Rosh Hashanah passed over him and he was Nigzar to live, you have to say on that Mechayim Esim. Sif Beis. Mi shelo ro'es chavero me'olam, v'sholach lo ksavim. This is a pen pal, someone that you never really ever met, but you write each other. Afal pishu nene b'riyaso, even though you definitely enjoy the fact that you're meeting him, Eino mevarach al riyoso, you cannot make a bracha on riyoso, on seeing him. Because it's not the same joy as somebody that you know from the past. Now, the Mishtabura says, what happens if one's wife gave birth and he sees the son, and he wasn't around, he sees his child for the first time, months later, but he never saw him. There he can. This is not like a pen pal. Meaning when it's your own child, there's enough simcha even though you've never seen them before. Hago yesh omim, yeah. So that is the first part. The second one is yesh omim mi shenase beno bar mitzvah yivarech barachat Hashem lekenem acholam shepatrani ma'on shel shalze. There's a day that you're supposed to make this bracha for a bar mitzvah. The tov levarach below shem amalchus, since this is not mentioned in the Gemara, the Rama says not to say it with shem amalchus. The Gra says it's a medrash and tells us to make a bracha b'shem malchus. Now, first of all, our minig is that we only say baruch shepatrani when the son does something that makes it obvious that he's a gadol, which is that he was either the shliach tzibur or he got an aliyah, dafka there. There's a mitzvah to make a suda on the day that a child becomes bar mitzvah, and it's equal to the day that he's nichnas l'chupa. He now became Mischayev b'mitzvahs. You're supposed to do it on the day of the bar mitzvah itself. What happens if you do it on a different day? He has to say a drasha to turn it into a sudas mitzvah. Now, the Mishtabur mentions that even though your child is bar mitzvah and you said Baruch Shepatrani, so you don't have a chiyuv chinuch on them, you still have a chiyuv of tochacha on them. You have to make sure that you correct them when they do something wrong, obviously in a way that's going to work. The same thing with Chol Mishi Yesh B'Yado Limchos, anyone that could have stopped someone from doing an Isser and doesn't, so he is Nitpas Ba'Oso Avon, he gets a Chelik of that Avera, certainly that would be true of a child.